These students have been training for 3 or 4 months. Every single week, we rate all of the students all the way up through brown belt. And students are rated A, B, or C. A is the best student, B is the average student, and C is a student that's kind of in and out of the school. A students are black belt club targets. So I've got a list of 10 white belt skimmer tests for gold belt. 4 of them are A students. Well, those A students are ones that I'm going to recommend for black belt, and I'm going to schedule appointments to talk to about black belt course. The B students are students that are kind of sitting on the fence. They could go either way. They're waiting for you to influence them. So those students are targeted. That's why it's called a target list. I target those students to try and pump them up so that they can become A's, and then they can in turn be recommended to the black belt club. C students have got a lot longer ways to go. These are students that I would be very happy if I could just get them to the B level. In other words, a C student is the kind of student that comes to class when nothing else is going on, and when it's mostly convenient to them. So I'm going to try and pump these guys to B, and then of course as B's I'll try and get them to A's. It is useless and a waste of time to make a black belt club presentation or recommendation to anybody that's not an A student for two reasons. One, if they're not an A student, they probably don't share the vision of black belt and they're not going to get involved. So you've jumped the gun too early. And B, if you start to enroll B and C students into your black belt club, you start to water down the prestige, and the people that are in the black belt club are going to let you know about it. So it is very important that you really focus on those A students as black belt club candidates. In addition to that, you want to have a series of forms, and we went over this in our black belt school videotape, a series of forms that will help you to monitor the black belt attitude of the students. One form that has to be turned in at the gold belt test is 5 worthwhile goals. Now, what if one of those goals is black belt? Do you think you've got a pretty good candidate for black belt here? It's wonderful, they just told you that. They also have to write a letter to you that says what black belt means to me. Well, you can pretty much get a real sense from that letter how important black belt is to them, and again, to what degree of qualification they are now receptive to getting involved in the black belt club. So you want to have these forms that you present to the students. It should be very easy, very simple little assignments, but they're part of the testing process. Because martial arts interfaces with all parts of your life, we want to know how well the martial arts are carrying outside of the school. Because physically, we never want you to have to use your karate outside of the school. But mentally, you're going to use it every day. And these forms help us to determine how well that is going. Office chats and phone calls. An office chat is also called a mat chat. Basically, it's a chance for me to touch base with the students. It's part of the target listing. When I say they're targeted, if a B student is targeted, that means some point this week, one of the instructors wants to target that child or target the parent or both and basically check in. Hi, how's Johnny doing in his classes? Is he enjoying his classes? How would you rate his enthusiasm? Do you think karate has been good for him? That's a critical question you must ask. Do you think karate has been good for him? Yes. How do you mean? Oh, well, the other day he said yes, sir, when his father asked him to take the trash out. I thought his dad was going to fall out of the chair. You want to hear that. That's very important because that helps you to understand what is important to this parent, how martial arts is positively affecting their lives, and again, gives you feedback as to whether this B student's getting closer to being an A or they're getting closer to being a C. Because the opposite of that is, well, I'm really having to battle Johnny to come to classes. We had a big argument last week about coming. He seems to be losing interest. Now, doggone it, you better know that, and you want to get right on that. So office chats are critical to the success of your black belt club. You have to know how your students are coming along.